Hello.
Hello and welcome to
The Boat Factor.
Now on a boat.
Well, that's why.
Oh, geez, the camera angle is a little bit wonky.
We can't fix it, and people can probably tell we're on a boat as well because
we're rocking slightly.
It's just rocking. Did you want a beer?
Is that? Did I just get given a hat or a beer? A beer would be good. Thank you.
I could probably wear this.
Not
hat.
A Tui. It's anything else. Is that actually celery water? No, I'm fine. No,
this is the better hat for me now because I can actually wear the monitors.
Thank you for the offer, though. Thank you for the offer.
Okay. We're on a boat.
We are on a boat. I've just realized the problem.
What?
We don't have the lanes today.
We don't. We were actually talking about it because we've got a few guests tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Today?
Today. It's daytime. This is the first non... Wow.
Evening.
It's the it's the first like daytime bus factor.
Yeah.
Do we see any buses?
It's fucking warm.
Fuck, it's warm.
So we do see buses every once in a while. Okay. I think there were some in the pre-show. We did a more pre-show.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, is it using your data?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Not using mine.
Know.
There's one right there. Look at that.
There you go. One bus. Boom. Done.
Oh, man. If we see a crash, wouldn't that be so good?
So I haven't worked out whether we can see any traffic lights to see if buses are running.
Yet. We might be able to infer it based on the timing of those ones. Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at that. It's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we stand up or sit?
Sit, I guess. I don't want to stand. It's a little effort.
I can see fine.
Get it? I can see fine. I can see because we're on the sea.
Yeah, we are actually on a boat.
You can't tell from the... Did you show everyone?
We haven't. We could. We'd have to get people to duck or whatever.
Oh, it's fine. We might do it at the end.
You can tell with the rocking of the motion.
Mm.
I could probably point it right down and we'll see the pier.
She'll be right.
We're at B-Sides.
Yes, that's where we are. B-Sides Wellington, home of the B-Sides Wellington Conference.
Yeah. We've got a...
Just actually came back from
thing there. I don't know if that.
That was the worst. That was. It doesn't.
Oh, by the way, this
doesn't
has,
have a pole to focus
this
on.
This has autofocus and it's focused on blur.
Is it? Is that what it's done?
It's just
okay.
Focused on blur.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a cheap Logitech camera to me.
We've got even more guests. So we don't have the lanes. We do have some bus news and some.
I got my own bus story. The one I sent. This morning as well.
Whoa.
Which is not my
People
own.
People would be seeing that.
Yeah,
and look at
that.
It go. Whoa.
Hey, what happens if there's an earthquake on the boat? Like in the ocean, but on the boat.
Then nothing.
You don't notice it?
You don't really notice earthquakes on the water.
No. Unless they're like big and you get a tsunami, I guess.
Yeah, but that's unlikely.
Or is it? Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, okay, it's unlikely.
Man, yeah, if we see an earthquake, we might just see, like, one of these buildings just crumble down.
That seems unlikely, but if it did, that'd be so cool.
And we'll just be on a boat, drinking on a boat.
I think I'd stop drinking.
Would
my
you?
Camera's at work. I'd run back to work, see if I can get my camera.
You would not run back to work. You're
you're right. It's fucking hot today.
20 meters away.
I'd just be like, fuck it. I can't be bothered.
But yeah, so no lanes.
Yeah.
We
do have
streaming.
Guests, so we can use them for entertainment
recording.
Today.
Yeah, so we're streaming, recording. We'll post this on YouTube later.
Will we, though?
Oh, I might.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to some InfoSecy stuff.
Yeah?
Have you seen any of the talks so far?
I've seen quite a few.
What one did you like? What's your favorite so far?
Oh, the one I hated was Onion Land.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay. I thought you were about to just rip on some B-side speaker and just be like, I fucking hated that. And it could be on the boat, which they are. You didn't even see that one.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Which you thought I hadn't, but I had.
I just can't remember. Like, I lose track. I've given it a few times now. It went well. Do you know?
I even saw it in Wacom because you did the same one in Wacom.
I did the same one in Wacom.
I've
did you
just
see?
Seen it.
But did you see they had to swap the rooms around because there were too many people who wanted to see my talk?
Yeah, you were in the shit room.
I was, and then they moved it because they were like, yeah, too many people want to see your talk. We have to swap because otherwise it's a fire safety hazard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't see anyone leaving either. So, I mean, I didn't pay much attention. I'd rather not know.
That's interesting. You're popular.
Yeah, that's why they call me Popular Steve.
What was the other talk at that time?
Mm. There's one about cyber is not a word you should be using. Cyber is a noun. So it's one by Creature. Something about cyber.
Yeah, cyber is not a noun.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep that there just so we know what to do. So One of my favorite talks, actually, was the one just before your talk.
The Kilchang one?
No, the Zen AFL.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Like how you went to the toilet and you came back and it just got way into the
stuff. I left on this is AFL and this is a virtual machine, and I came back to, and here we are knee deep in the Zen virtual machine pneumocode. This is where it's like allocating page shape. I'm just like, what? did he reveal a full, I'm guessing, patch guest host?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he didn't get enough time to go through all of it. That was pretty sweet. Is that one that got CVE? It must have been, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
He's been doing it for 3 years, I think. What's the guy's name? Matthew Daly,
yeah. Fucking great. Oh my god, his fucking slides were amazing.
Oh, I know, right? They were good.
Hand drawn. Like they were, okay, so some people might think I'm being sarcastic. No, they were amazing. They were like hand drawn, lovingly crafted slides. I felt so bad. Did you see mine? Mine with the default Google Slides theme. I didn't even change the font.
Yeah. Yours are pretty average.
Yeah.
At least I put some effort into my slides.
Yeah, you're talking about the last talk where you turned up like really hungover, or was it high? Hungover or something. I can't remember. I lose track. You weren't having a good talk that day, were you?
No, it was all right.
Was it the one where you tried speaking in French?
Yeah, I did actually speak in French for that one.
Yeah, I thought it was going to improve after that, but it was still a little bit flaky.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you were hungover at the Airbnb because you'd soiled the Airbnb.
Yeah, that was a good time. Okay, we talked about that. How about we introduce one of our guests here?
Yeah?
I'm going to ask him what he feels about B-sides.
Which guest wants to talk first?
Do we have more than one?
Oh, no, I think we've just got one.
We'll go with the one who's like holding out his hand like he wants the mic. I'll hand the mic over to you so you can introduce yourself so I don't reveal any information if you don't want to. So here we are, one of our guests.
Hello. Oh, sorry.
Hello.
I've got a bit of a rat's nest below my knee. Huh?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hold the mic slightly closer.
Hello.
Yeah, that's good.
How's that work for you?
I've liked this.
You enjoy this?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Dulcet tones.
So who am I talking to?
This is Liam Asaw.
Liam Asaw. You're from across the ditch, aren't you?
I am from the other side of the Tasman, that's right.
Oh yeah, there's a Tasman. So what do you do? Are you a pro hacker?
I guess I am. Like, I get paid for it, so I guess that technically makes me a professional. But yeah, I hack some stuff sometimes.
Bear with me, I'm just trying to get the chat window. I need to see the mouse.
That's all right. Like, the chat window has been sort of an ongoing thing. But hey, B-Sides has been awesome. Like, I've been massively impressed by how smooth everything is for a first-run con. Like, it's almost, like, embarrassing for other conferences who've been running for years. Yeah, no, like I wasn't.
I'm sorry. We need three mics.
We do need three mics. Stephen just said something like very clever and incisive. So it's a shame he didn't have a mic.
The chat window is now on the other side of the screen, just because of our current setup. How is the video angle anyway? If people want to comment on the chat, if they want it to get moved or
people
straightened, it can't get straightened.
Are there actually people?
There might be some people.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. I was assuming that like very close to 100% of the Bus Factors viewership would be actually at the B-Sides conference, which we should explain for anyone who's not at the conference. So there's the conference, which is in a conference hall, and
there's
a couple hundred meters away.
And we're slanted as fuck.
There's a boat, and we're on the boat.
Oh yeah, that's good. Right, I've adjusted it. The blue tack's holding up.
Can we?
Everyone who watches us is at B-Sides.
Yeah.
Except not that person.
Hey, that person. Shout out to you.
Silvery Wind.
Hey, Silvery Wind.
Hey. Long time listener. So we have had buses. What's your experience with buses, Liam Asaw?
I'll admit to being a bit of a bus amateur. In fact, I'm so bad at buses that I used to walk a fair way to a train station and then get a train and then a tram to get to uni in a house I was living for about 2 years before I realized that the bus stop outside my house went directly to the university. that wow. I was going to and sort of cut off about half an hour from my trip. So I'm definitely not a bus expert. In fact, I'm probably the opposite.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. So you haven't caught many buses?
I catch a bus every now and then.
Your office overlooks some buses, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're in a very busy bus lane.
Yeah, you wanted a sister project type thing where you go over there and do the bus factor.
We have some good webcam positions for buses, and you know, it's funny how similar Australian and New Zealand are. You know, like our bus drivers go through red lights as well. it's incredible.
Whoa, cultural similarities. I thought it was just Wellington.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen buses in any other country go through a red light. Never. Yeah. That was a joke. So what was your favorite talk? Have you seen many talks?
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of talks. Look, it's the quality of talks I've seen has been really high. Like, I'm one of those jerks who's sort of like goes, oh, I could go to the talk or I could just hang out in the hallway and talk to my friends. And I've done very, very little hallway track and a lot of contract. It's been really good.
Yeah, especially one of the things with this is having the green room so far away. It feels like if you're going to the green room, then you're going for an amount of time. So you tend to stick around the talks a lot more because you don't just hang out here.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing as well.
Yeah,
because I've been to a few cons where people just spend the whole time in the green room. Well, like people that are speakers or VIPs, they just spend the whole time in the VIP room. And, there's some wind. I can throw this.
There's definitely a bit of wind. Could maybe
hello. No, get
below the firing line of the wind.
Hello. I just did this.
Yeah, rapper style.
This kind of way.
Fat beats, yo. It was like your first time ever trying to beatbox, wasn't it?
No, I think I did it as a teenager as well. I think there is a bus coming. Yeah.
So do you guys differentiate between buses and coaches? Because I think some of these are definitely coaches. I think this might be a coach coming up.
Yeah. We don't really differentiate. We mainly see buses, but yeah, this is probably a coach.
Like we tend to differentiate between one that's, like a city bus. We only see many city buses, and if we see like a tour bus, a coach, then we'll differentiate it because it's not a city bus. Like the only golden geese are going to be a tour bus. So I generally call them like tour buses rather than coaches.
The only golden geese?
Almost the only golden geese. We did have that one time.
Almost the only. We've had like six city buses being golden geese and one tour bus.
Yes.
Oh, he's not. Nah, but there was an unusual thing. Oh, look at these taxis go. We could do a taxi factor as well. Taxis are also kind of shit drivers.
Yeah, you could just run a 24-hour stream of taxis being shit.
Yeah. So, you've caught trains, though. I was actually talking to someone in the pub yesterday. There's a thing called the train factor, apparently. What are you trying to do?
This is an actual thing, the train factor?
Oh, we're on seven buses. We'll go back to zero. I don't think we'll ever update that counter at all this show. So you catch trains?
My main form of transport is actually trams.
Trams? Yeah. I suppose you are from a city with trams.
Yeah, more kilometers of tram than any other city in the world.
So your trams are like the weight of nine rhinos on skateboards or something?
I think it's the weight of nine rhinos and... Yeah, I don't get how the skateboard factors in. Skateboards aren't very heavy.
They've had skateboards, and it's just like, why is a rhino riding a skateboard?
Yeah, it was like 9.01 rhinos. It's like, I don't know, rhino and a skateboard then, I guess.
I think I might have got a beer or two.
Yep.
That's
okay. You're a host.
Yeah, you're a host.
Yeah, relax, enjoy yourself.
Steven just offered to get beers, but yeah. We're actually right next to the cops.
They have their own boat. It's quite an impressive.
They've got two
boats.
So they've got like a speedboat thing and a bigger boat.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, look at that. Is that what you would call a launch?
Maybe. Yeah.
Let's call it a launch. The viewers can't see it. It's like this is definitely a launch, man.
That's right. I was talking about trains. So in the pub yesterday, people were talking about The Train Factor. There might be a spin-off show of The Train Factor.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually going to catch a train this afternoon to go up the coast.
What happened?
Trains allow bikes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't heard the story, Stephen. Oh, yeah. So trains in general, if you get on the right train at the right time, it allows bikes. And most trains do. But at the moment, there's a power failure, and they're replacing trains with buses on the line I'm going on.
That would be inconvenient if you wanted to take a bicycle.
Tweeted being like, how do I take my bike? Because it's a replacement. It's meant to replace the train, but it's really not. So I might have to, instead of cycling for 5 minutes, cycle for 2 hours instead to get to where I want to go.
Well, it's a good thing it's good cycling weather.
It is quiet. If it stays good, I'd hope I don't get a flat because I don't have any spares. Oh, we're getting an angry fan.
I don't think angry. I think it was a disappointed shake of the head. Yeah, it really hurts when there's someone that you respect looks at you with that sort of look of disdain. It's like, ugh, you're doing that podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. So where's your coworker? I thought he wanted to also be a guest.
Which coworker?
Neil.
Did he?
Yeah. He said on Wednesday he did.
Did he?
I told him to be here on the bus. Yeah, we haven't actually tweeted that we're live.
Oh, I know.
We just tweeted that we were doing a pre-show.
Yeah, actually, I know where he is. He had to do work.
To work.
Yeah, which really sucks when you have to do work at a con. So shout out to everyone doing that.
Passed. While I have this, I thought we could talk about buses or information security, hence the thing. Is there any news this week? There is the Uber hack.
Yeah, which is actually, you know, hack. Slightly public transport crossover
oh,
related.
Oh, yeah,
so
Uber as well.
Like,
yeah,
Uber
you're right.
A great topic for you guys.
So the gist, for those who don't know, is Uber said, it's very muddled at the moment. Put out a press release saying 50 million accounts were accessed, a bunch of personal information, though not credit cards, if I remember rightly. They said they tried to pay the hackers like 100K and made them sign an NDA, and the CEO didn't find out about it till now, which is the most muddled situation ever. What do you think is actually going on here? Because we've seen some analysis on Twitter and whatnot, like Bug Bunny gone rogue or malicious hackers or what?
I mean, like, from what is public about the culture of Uber, like, they seem to be really concerned about nothing other than cash.
Yeah, that's definitely
like,
true.
I'm sure the details would come out, but this idea of like, yeah, let's try and cover it up. And everyone's been focusing on like the bribery, you know, paying blackmail part of it. It's like paying blackmail isn't actually illegal, but not reporting a breach is actually illegal.
Is it illegal?
In California.
Okay.
Yeah, they have mandatory breach disclosure laws.
That's a good thing. I'm in favor of those. Like, same. I understand it's a complicated issue, but yeah, I'm definitely in favor of mandatory breach disclosure. Yeah, and like you say, that's the important part of the story is covering it up.
But was it a breach? Or was it just a bug bounty that happened to uncover 57 million records
that's
and
okay.
exfiltrate them?
Yeah, that's a good point, because we have seen other bug bounties that we know accidentally access personal information.
I reckon it was just entirely a bug bounty. I don't see why people think it's a breach.
Yeah, okay, but there is a question. What's the kind of like gel between mandatory disclosure laws and bug bounties? Because if a bug bounty is successful and they do access a system that they shouldn't, well, I mean, they can run IR on that, which is expensive if it's a bug bounty, you know. But what's kind of the end result? Is that disclosed or what?
It's an interesting question, like, because we're still sort of in the infancy of bug bounties and like sort of deciding that. And the most interesting thing about bug bounties is traditionally, you can't hack shit, you know, like if you hack shit without permission, you know, you're breaking the law.
Yeah.
You go to jail. Whereas now it's like, yeah, you know, we've got a bug bounty program, so everything that's in scope is fair game. Yeah. Apart from, you know, all these like minor details, like if you want to, you know, provide a proof of concept, then, you know, do it in the like minimally disruptive way possible, which is very subjective, right? Like,
don't dump out 50 million user creates accidentally.
Yeah, like maybe one and maybe your own record.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, no one else's disclosures. They definitely prefer that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Bug bounties are weird. Interesting story anyway. I think it'll be kind of fun to see where the legal side of it goes. Though, if anything, Uber is just constantly barraged by lawsuits. So maybe they don't even give a shit.
I think they probably deserve to be because they're a bunch of pricks. And they as soon are. As competition launches in yeah. Australia, I'm looking forward to using them instead of Uber.
Well, someone said, like, why do people still use Uber? They're such a shitty company. And the answer is that, like, you know, taxi companies were like, hey, we could make an app and innovate and, like, provide a good service. And they were like, no, fuck it. We've got a monopoly. We won't do that. And so it was, like, kind of the taxi industry's fault.
So we've actually got, like, Uber Eats here, finally. And a lot of people were complaining about Uber Eats. And we've actually got, like, local New Zealand food delivery companies. And people just don't know they're New Zealand, which is weird. Like, we've already got the competition and people don't use them.
I think, like, the ultimate, like, shameful food experience that, like, a friend of mine was admitting to when they were hungover was, like, normally it would be, like, I got McDonald's. I was so hungover, I actually ate McDonald's. Now, you know, you can one up and it's like, I was so hungover, I got Uber Eats to deliver nuggets to my door.
Oh, yeah, you can get McDonald's delivered by Uber Eats now. I haven't done that yet.
So
on Wednesday, some guy was talking about levels of hungoverness and, like, Burger King, McDonald's, KFC, and I'm like, oh my god! Like,
I think that the premium tier level of hungover is sunglasses in the shower.
Yeah, yeah. Not that I'd ever get hungover. I don't drink.
No,
I'm a teetotaler.
Yep.
What
else has happened in First Tech News? We tried to think about it, and all we really came up with was Uber.
Yeah. So this is Uber. Oh, I suppose I could talk about that Uber Link type thing. So there's like a Thai company called Grab Taxis, which is basically Uber, but in Thailand. And they've got a bug bounty program. So some guy found SQL injection and got some sweet stuff out of it. Or not, he just reported it straight away, like a good bug bounty hunter would do. And then the company was like, oh, yeah, cool, we'll triage that. We don't really see that as a big issue. And he's like, oh, I could also get remote code execution with this plugin that I can see exactly which version you're running, and this is the exact line of code that would trigger the bug. All I need is this variable from the database, which I could have got with a SQL injection, but you fixed the SQL injection, so I can't get it. And they're like, oh, we can't reproduce that, sorry. And he's like, run this command, tell me the output, and I'll show you how to reproduce it. And they're like, oh, nah. And they triaged it originally as a critical, and then they changed it to a medium, then to a high. And the guy was like, why did you change the severity on this, like, multiple times?
Because we didn't want to pay you as much money.
Yeah, pretty much. And he called them out on it, and they were like, up to us at the end, which is a shit answer because it means that's exactly what they were doing. Yeah.
The interesting thing about bug bounties, like, as opposed to traditional testing, is like, because it's an adversarial thing, right? Like, the bug bounty participant, the hunter or whatever they're called, is on the opposite team. So in terms of, okay, you found SQL injection, like, do I report this immediately to, like, lock it in, you know, in case someone else reports it before
me? Duplicates.
Yeah, do I keep going and actually prove the RCE and potentially, you know, double my payout or miss out on everything?
Yeah, so this is this guy's thing. He's like, if I see something critical, I'll report it straight away because I think you should be fixing critical stuff straight away. And if I hold off on it, like, it might look bad on me. And he explained exactly that. And I was kind of saddened by it because he got mediation from HackerOne and they were just like, oh, we're surprised they're paying you out at all because it's like a third-party WordPress plugin and it's explicitly put in their scope that they pay out for it. So I don't know why HackerOne would like, yeah, we're surprised at this, but oh well.
It's like, oh, it's third-party. Well, like, I guess a bad guy wouldn't pop a shell on you.
I know, right?
Not if it's third-party and
goal,
outside
like,
the scope.
If a shell's going to get popped, it's going to get popped in the third-party. But yeah. We haven't actually seen many buses. I think we saw like a couple of buses and then that's about it.
I had to hide from the wind, so I've been looking away from the bus zone.
Yeah, it's not too windy now. We're just chilling out.
It's a lovely day in Wellington. Like, this is the sort of like a couple of days that if you were from out of town,
you would go,
I want to move to Wellington. It's the most beautiful city in the world.
Yeah.
And then you move here and it rains every other day. Like, sucked in. Like, yeah. There's a whole bunch of cities that do that. Like, Vancouver.
Ooh,
is
we're
a
moving quite
example.
A bit.
Also, we get these sweet construction noises in the background, like in addition to the wind and everything. They're not being picked up on the mic?
Nah.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're good mics. So, like, if I held the mic out further, I just wouldn't hear it.
Yeah. That's great.
I can only hear it here. Yeah. Oh, we got some more fans.
Yeah, we've got a little mosh pit sort of assembling outside the area.
Yeah. We did see one before. So we're looking
definitely not
down
buses.
That way, but we have seen buses. Yeah, we can. No, not anymore. Yeah. Roughly. No news is confirmed on the chat.
Excellent. That's sweet.
See, we've got listeners and they like update in real time.
Wow, that's amazing. Isn't technology great? like normally this is done from your guys' office, but at the moment we're just sitting here tethered to a mobile phone and it's like I shouldn't say it hasn't dropped out because that's a fucking dumb thing to say.
It's just orange, but now it's green.
Yeah, anyway, we're about to drop out, so we'll be back to no. We'll see how it goes.
Nah, I should turn my phone on loud so if I get a message saying I've got no data. Because I think OBS just like sends out a really pitiful notification being like, oh, we can't connect at the moment. It should fucking flash or disconnected, bro.
Yeah, this is like one of the most critical things in my life. You know, like I need to know if like the electricity is going to stop coming into my house and I need to know if the datas are going to stop coming into my pocket.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's annoying when like you don't know when your data's gone and you realize like an hour later being like, yeah, do people not love me? Like, what's happening? And you're like, oh, I've just got no data. Well, we've got like heaps of fans.
We're getting heckled now. Boat factor.
Yeah. We've got some guy that looks like he could have a nap.
Yeah. Don't let that fool you.
I'm jealous about that subway.
He's like a hawk ready to pounce.
You should describe your hat to the listeners.
It's, oh man, I'm really not sure I have the vocabulary to describe exactly how great this hat is. I'm going to look at someone who's wearing an almost identical hat and describe that instead because I don't have a mirror. So we're imagining like your typical captain, like sea captain's hat that just got blinged until there was no more space to put more fucking bling on it. It's just, there's gold, there's like dangly things. Did you just say K?
Oh yeah, there's skulls K-H. Like all over it as well.
And skulls because, you know, like metal skulls are metal.
Is there a minimum age for the boat?
The boat factor?
The boat factor?
The boat factor special.
The boat is a license.
Is there a minimum age? Because we have a young person standing behind.
The boat is a licensed
venue. We can probably get a young person on. Are they a fan? Oh, I can't come. I'm tethered via cable, but if they come over, we have a young person.
Yep. It's, yeah, that's fine. They're people too.
I don't know how to interview a young person.
Neither do I. I feel like neither of us are the appropriate people to do that. Anyway, let's just
give
assume it's not going to happen and keep it nice.
Oh, look, there's like a million buses.
Holy shit.
That one's going like real slow.
It is. It's making some strange noises.
Yeah, like just hissing like, out. I just don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Fuck, where's the mouse? I keep on losing the mouse.
It's extremely sunny here today. And we're just on a little laptop screen. And it's very hard to see anything that's happening on this screen. I'm super impressed because this is a really thin laptop and yet it has a Intel Xeon processor, according to the sticker on it.
Yeah. It's also got a Core i7 sticker there.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure that's the legit one and the Xeon, someone just put it there.
No. Someone wouldn't lie through stickers.
So this laptop, I was lucky I came here early to set up because Stephen assured me that the power is up. Stephen assured me that the laptop was not flat. It was...
I'm beginning to...
Imagine a flat laptop.
The only good laptop is an upright laptop. The same way that the only good duck is an upright duck. No one likes flat ducks or flat laptops.
So, do you know our duck naming scheme? And duck and goose for the cars in the normal place? You've watched the show four times.
See, the problem with me watching the show is that it starts at 3 p.m. local time in Australia, and yep. I'm still ostensibly pretending to do work at that stage. In fact, usually Friday afternoon, I'm working my ass off because we have stuff to do. So while we are streaming your stuff, I wouldn't say I pay it the most attention.
Do you put it up like on a dashboard type thing?
Yeah, we stream it to the TV.
Nice, nice.
Yep.
Yeah, we should do that in our office to stream it somewhere.
Like, I'll stream it to the TV, and I can tell how into it my coworkers are by the fact that they put their headphones back on.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, some people in our office stick around, but a lot don't.
It seems a lot of them do. Like, they pretend to not be into it, but every single one of your coworkers I've spoken to, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, it's cool.
It's just become a thing. We've actually got an intern starting next week, and she's just going to be like, what is happening?
Yeah. I mean... Like, in so many ways, but that Friday afternoon will just, like, cap it all off. It's like, yeah. Anyway, I know I'm changing
After
industries.
Her first week, she'll just be like, oh, my God, what's happening? This is weird. So, Stephen, we were talking about laptops and power and whatnot. So, you assured me that this laptop was fully charged?
No, I didn't. Do you want me to read out the text?
Yeah, sure. Read out the text.
Just fill a little bit of time. While he's finding the text on his phone.
Minus charging, base factor should be full.
And what did I say then?
It should be, and I didn't answer because I knew it was not worth answering.
And what was my suggestion before this?
Want to give it some juice now.
So you got a message saying, do you want to charge the laptop while you're at power? And you're like, no, it should be full. So this was completely flat. Completely flat.
So
it also installed some updates.
So the lesson here should be clear for anyone who's ever read an RFC is that if you really care about it, say must be full. Not should be full.
Must.
Should means no one's going to do this. Should be secure.
That's so true. That's so true.
Must be.
I don't think we're getting that small person fan on. How are you going, Stephen?
Going okay. Sorry, what were you saying? We're not getting what?
Oh, we were going to get a small person fan guest speaker. Yeah, that kid.
I wasn't sure if he was asking about whether she could come on the boat factor or whether she could just come on the boat itself.
But they were already on the boat. So
yeah.
It's hard to know. It was a weird question.
It's a mystery. It will remain a mystery for the ages.
So do we have any other news?
We were trying to come up news while you were doing that.
So Stephen's actually just been away.
So there was a new Office CVE came out. Did you see that one? This was interactionless. I think we actually covered it last week slightly. A new interactionless Office exploit where someone's got Office installed, you can do it or something. I don't know. There was a CVE for it. Did you see it?
No.
Okay. Well, it was there. I don't know.
I have a fun story about Office, though. Mm-hmm. So in one of the talks, there was a guy giving the talk who was extremely entertaining, and he's a very smart person, but he's also...
Here at B-Sides.
Yeah, at B-Sides. But he's also very young, a millennial. Mm-hmm. And he sort of stepped exactly through his process of, you know, like how he sort of went through a number of things. Mm-hmm. And there was a stage where a thing that he did was Google for what the Microsoft equivalent of Google Docs was.
Oh!
It's called Office.
Yeah.
Been around forever, but like that's hilarious. That
yeah, I do know like, the talk. You know. You're right. Yeah, you're like, what is? Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's younger than me actually. Back in Office 2003, that was the heyday right there. That was 2003.
I think I still have some PTSD from having to use Office, and like I'm We don't use Office in my work anymore. And every now and then we have to use it. And I'm
aware
like,
of what you use, and like I care about how stuff works. Oh, is that our other news listings have not been updated? Yeah. Okay.
Sounds important.
Yeah. So that's how we get our news with our other news site that someone else updates. That is totally not just another risky way of getting news.
A risky way of getting news.
Yeah, you
is
know,
that like some subtle code for how you normally get your news.
Yeah, we want to own the domain risky.bus.
Is bus a TLD?
Nah, it's like under consideration. So yeah.
Like
it could happen.
You know, it will happen because like I can if people give them money, they will make
the money,
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so horrible. Can you, like, it's just gonna break every computer. Like, what was the one that they? They did one not too long ago, like dot local or something. No, not dot local.
No, that's a reserved one.
No, not dot dev. There was one that they did which should have been reserved, but they were like, no, it's fine, bro. Let's just do it. And it totally wasn't fine. I can't remember what it was.
I don't know. I can remember like people complaining, oh, well, what happens if they release a dot exe? You know, there'll be all these vulns. It's like, what? Because that like that's an executable extension in Windows. Like, I don't know, dot com.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that's a really good counterpoint.
Like young I was people just, going like, what? What's a .com file?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Yeah, .com is it next?
I was going to say, like, as a counterpoint, how often have you been like, there's no fucking way the program will do this? And it just does it because programs are, computers are just ridiculous. But you're right, the .com counterexample is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, news. There was the bus news at the basin this morning. There was a bus drove into a car. Did you cover that? No? No, you didn't cover that?
No, we didn't cover that.
Well, now you know that it was.
Yeah, because that was why you were extremely late for breakfast.
I was 5 minutes late, and it wasn't even why. It was late because they're doing construction now. So, like, they closed off some roads that get to my house quicker. It happens. You got any other news?
Other news? We talked about buses. Should we talk about ferries? Because we're like kind of close to a ferry.
Is there ferry news?
No, but we could just talk about ferries.
Okay, I don't know anything about ferries. We need old mate Dave on for that. He's the ferryman.
Yeah, where has he gone? He's normally like really into
it. I don't
it.
Think I even seen him on the boat.
No, he was downstairs on the boat.
Did you guys not pay the ferryman?
I think he just doesn't like the sun too much.
Yeah, neither do I. I am totally going undercover after this.
So warm.
There's going to be some other InfoSec news. Did you see? I don't know if we should say this one. I'm going to say it because I'm a horrible person. Did you see that Jake Williams is suing Simon Smith?
Oh, wow.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, lawyers are on the case. We'll see how that goes. Don't want to dwell on it.
But he's like your best friend.
So my personal opinion on this is that I don't want to hear another thing about Simon Smith ever, like either from Simon Smith or from people like trolling and hassling Simon Smith. Like,
that's really
fucking
upsetting because that's the next item on the news.
Really? Well, on the topic of trolling Simon Smith, maybe I should pass the mic back to Stephen.
I want to know. I've never actually trolled him. He did try and fish me once. He sent me an email being like, "Hey, I want to invite you to a super secret hacker conference, but I need your home address so I can send you an invite that's encrypted."
These guys are like psychological mastermind.
Fucking.
He was going to send you an encrypted physical mail.
Yeah, that's what he said. He wanted a home address because email was insecure, so he wanted to send it over the postal mail encrypted to me.
Like a flash drive or like...
Fucking, I doubt it. He really just clearly wanted my home address and phone number, but the way he came about it was pretty hilarious. I don't know. Like, I also think like the trolling has gone so overboard. But like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I unfollowed some people on Twitter who were just like obsessing over it. And it's like, I really don't want that on my Twitter that often.
Yeah.
Like, once in it, like the Jake Williams thing, it came up like once. I think like Pat retweeted it or something. And I'm like, whatever, that's funny. But I don't want like picking on some guy constantly. But I don't know.
Fair
it's
enough.
Not very InfoSec news either. But I thought that part was funny that Jake Williams is like, fuck you, man.
So we need to come up with a bit more filler news because we've still got like a quarter of an hour before the hour slot. Or
we can definitely come up with something else has happened this week.
I do recall something.
Like, I'm sure. Like, there was the Uber thing. That was the big thing.
Yeah.
We normally have a full day to think about this.
And we normally have our bus lanes behind us.
We normally work for a full day on Friday and thus work all day and we're working hard.
I'll probably only start thinking about it I'll read stuff on my way down into work.
Yeah, I tend to just browse Twitter and kind of...
right, we should probably write a list. But yeah, we would normally have the whiteboard behind us with our two lanes. So Liamasaur hasn't seen our lanes.
I mean, no one has, really. Lanes.
Yeah, we've got lanes.
Yeah, we've got two lanes, the bus lane and the InfoSec lane.
We were going to send a photo of it, but it does actually have some confidential information on as well.
Yeah.
Why would you put confidential information in your... that you're going to talk about on the podcast?
No. The whiteboard is the same one we use for work. We just use a work whiteboard. So it's got like client systems, how we will hack them, followed by
Stephen's
going
to talk about this dumb shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah, I understand.
You get the buzz like that. I'm looking through Twitter and there's like no InfoSec news here. Someone suggested that Siri should only respond if you say please.
Yeah, it's not really InfoSec. Hey, this is vaguely InfoSec-y. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Have I Been Pwned is going to be integrated into Firefox.
I did see that. That's actually a really good point. I don't know if that's a good idea.
What's your hot take? Because like neither of us have read anything further on this.
Yeah, I just saw the tweet, the blog post.
The
tweet. Yeah.
So good idea or not?
I'm gonna say not a good idea, and the reason is the way it said that they'll integrate with sites who have been dumped on Have I Been Pwned, and the problem is every site has been on Have I Been Pwned. Because every site gets hacked. So if you just get a website saying, hey, this place has been hacked, I'm like, you don't need to integrate for that. Just put a little alert up. Yeah, it's been hacked. So I struggle to see how they're going to make the integration good. They could... there's no good way to integrate it. Because even if you say to yourself, oh, they should integrate it such that if you just use a username and password that's been leaked, well, shit, now you're just sending Troy Hunt all your usernames and passwords. So how do you integrate it in a way that... isn't misleading and isn't just, hey, everything's been hacked.
Hey, you could like hash the passwords.
Yeah, because GPU is so expensive these days.
So my hot take is that it's probably a good idea mainly because you said it would be a bad idea. It's better to be, controversial.
Yeah,
but
definitely
I'm
true.
Sure that Firefox is not doing the thing that you said.
It's not going to
be like Firefox now sends all your passwords to Troy Hunt.
Yeah, it's not going to be that. But what is
Shout
it going
to
be instead?
Shout out to Troy if you're listening. Hey, what up?
The alternative is, hey, this site has been hacked, which isn't useful. Right?
I mean, it would, because it would drive people away from hellholes like LinkedIn.
Would it though? Do you reckon?
I just really don't like LinkedIn.
Neither do I. I had an account there for I think it was like 3 months, and I was just like, I can't do it. You disconnect, and it's still like, hey, I'm gonna email you like once a day just in case you want to come back. I'm like, please no, stop.
I have one account that we use for basically for recon, so it's work related.
Same thing actually.
Fake work related account, and we picked generic a lot of our things where like our person works in HR, right? So we got a standard photo for her and got a bunch of contacts or whatever they're called on LinkedIn. And basically I'm revolted whenever I log into the account and see her DMs from like super creepy dudes saying, hey, you ever gonna be in my country and blah blah blah. This is like from your professional
network,
network accounts. Like, you people are all gross and probably should delete your accounts.
That is one thing. My fake account is a male, so no one talks to me. They just don't do it. Oh, another dude in IT? Fuck off. Yeah, I don't know. That's one of those things. Like, I really... I don't know. Maybe I should do it. Maybe we should make a... because we need to do it for work, actually, some fake accounts.
I think all guys in IT should realize how shit it can be for women. So everyone should register a fake LinkedIn account and see exactly how gross all the creepy DMs are.
Well, everyone has a fake one anyway, so just make sure it's female and then bam, you get it free. Yeah. You probably get more friend requests as well.
That was why we made that decision. Yeah. Look, that's because, people have biases, whether they should or shouldn't. But, we're at the end of the day, we're just trying to, do as much recon as we can.
Trying to fish those companies, trying to get stuff. Yeah, we need to set up like a team at work to do that. It's like a little bit of effort to maintain a few fake profiles as well. You need to like put some time into that.
It is. It is. Someone did a talk at B-Sides about like maintaining sort of like entire networks.
I think that might have been my boss.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was. It was really interesting. I'm not sure if the what was it? Social Monster? Monster Social?
Monster Social, yeah.
Yeah. Does it support LinkedIn as well?
I think it does. I don't know the list offhand. It supports, it looked like it supported Pinterest, if I remember correctly. I'm guessing they have LinkedIn in there.
Yeah. Because, like, the thing about, like, you know, generating your botnet of, you know, potential thought leadery people is, like, I don't want to actually influence elections because, you know, that's sort of very unethical.
That's the difference between you and me, buddy.
Yeah. But, it hadn't occurred to me that, you know, LinkedIn is also a possibility. So you could just like troll a whole bunch of jerks. And I'm like, yeah, that seems ethical. I would actually be down with that.
Yeah. And once you have that network set up and you've got it maintained, like you can just use it when you need it. Whereas like a lot of the times I find you kind of like, oh, like I wish I had this already set up because then I could just use it. Whereas now I need to spend like a few months getting it set up before I could use it. Especially like on client engagements where you're like, man, I wish I could just like, you know, have something already prepared.
Yeah. Unleash the Kraken. Like there've been so many times where it's like, if I had a botnet, I could do this. But yeah, unfortunately that's
I think most people
illegal.
Have gone through the thought where they're like, could I build a botnet and get away with it? And you're like, it's so much work. Like even if you ignore that it's illegal, just the engineering that goes into it.
I mean, I would sort of disagree. I think it would be like for us to make a like relatively legitimate botnet that you could use in a, you know, professional context would be hard. Whereas like if you wanted to just like do it the absolute dodgiest and wrongest way possible, like no, it wouldn't be that hard.
Okay, true. When I think about my botnet designs, I tend to like really harp on about like how is it gonna be untraceable? How is it gonna be reliable? I don't want like law enforcement to take it over, that kind of thing. And then you see Mirai, which is just like, oh, yeah, we're just SSHs in with default passwords and run shell commands. And so it's kind of like...
Yeah, it's like we tend to overthink and over-engineer these things. It's like, bad guys don't have to worry about that shit. It's like, oh, no, they'll trace me back to my, source in a country where the police don't cooperate with the FBI anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, there is that massive home ground advantage there. Yeah. You got news?
You been finding any news?
I think MeetLinks blocked me, so they're just not getting my messages about... me having to bike for fucking 3 hours.
Do you think they have like a corporate policy on like vexatious tweeters?
So I have a point. Like they're replacing trains with buses and all the cyclist commuters just fucked. And all three of them. They say they're a cycle friendly company and they go out of their way. I don't know. I've asked for a beer but none's appeared. Oh,
we ran out of groupies. Like it seems like half an hour ago we were surrounded.
Yeah,
it's
what
by
happened
a,
down
a
at Christchurch as well.
Yeah, it is punishing on top of this boat. Yeah, like I never thought I would say that.
I'm a black t-shirt, actually.
Sure.
Yeah, we can probably have one more than finish Cowtown.
Why not?
Oh, it's quite warm. There is actually a lot of construction going around here.
It's a happening city.
I don't think like this. Yeah, I don't think you can tell at all. You can see fences and people and orange stuff. But yeah.
Maybe we should do some bus watching. Oh, I'm back in the wind.
I can't really hear when through your thing. I think actually have like decent...
I think my beard maybe acts as a bit of a mic shroud.
Oh, I kind of feel like going down there and just doing like an on-the-spot interview with some random.
Yeah, sure. Like, so what do you think about buses and or InfoSec?
Oh, unless we, like, hang this, like, down there and... Oh, no, nah. Have you heard the bus factor? What? Oh, yeah, so I ran out of some data, but we're still going.
Yeah. Hey, so...
This takes, like, a gig to do, apparently.
Yeah.
A bit more.
So, one of the things I've really liked about B-Sides Wellington has been a whole bunch of like really awesome technical talks.
Yeah.
But I think what really makes the con is the content of some like sort of non-technical talks that are still 100% relative.
Yeah, there's been a lot of cultural talks that talk about stuff that is going wrong and should get fixed.
Yeah, and like some, I know some people sort of like look down on those sort of talks, which is bullshit, right? Because like you're like, why do you come to a conference? It's like to improve my skills and knowledge of certain things, and it's like, well, you know, if you're your boss writing your KPIs, you'd be like, okay, I want you to, you know, be technically proficient in this, and I also want you to, you know, not be a jerk and be able, and also have a whole number of soft skills.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes you have to see soft talks and like learn
definitely.
Things.
And there's, yeah, as you say, there's been quite a few good soft talks this session.
Imposter syndrome seems to have been a pretty popular topic. There were a couple of talks that touched on that, like the idea that, you know, no one really knows what they're doing. We're all just making this up as we go along.
I don't know if that guy, like, knew me or anything, but he was just, like, watching me and I waved and smiled.
He's just really friendly.
Because people probably are like, what the fuck is
that? How much time have we got left?
We have as long as you
want. Okay, so we're obviously not going to see any buses go through red lights. But what I think we probably could count is some randoms that we get to wave to us.
Yeah?
Yeah, we on that? See, we got, the guy that's
a wave.
Yeah, we got a wave. There we go.
Oh, no. Yeah, put it down. I was about.
So Steven's back with some beers.
Yeah, so we've decided, because we haven't seen any red light runners, we're going to do people waving at us.
Yeah, there's this guy, and like, he already had his hand up to his ear, and then he sort of thought about waving and put it down. Then you could see him thinking about it, and he went, "Nah, I'm being a jerk." And then he waved back. And it was.
Oh, we can't really.
We shared a moment.
See people. So, like, where that orange dress
like,
is,
I don't want to be the guy's
that's
waving.
Where we can see.
Then he decides
like,
to wave.
That group of people.
Yeah, this is much more intimate than the office location for waving at people, isn't it? Because the office.
It really is. People can just
people
see
barely
us.
See.
I mean, at the end of the day, people are the real buses.
We're just, like, famous, sitting on a bus talking about buses through microphones. We must look really weird. Like,
we're
going
to have to quote that, though.
It's amazing.
People are the real buses. We're going to have to put that one down on the list.
But yeah, we're just swimming, drinking, and
living
way obvious
is the TLDR.
I'm surprised more people don't look up at us because, like, we're talking.
Yeah, we have.
And we look fucking retarded.
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
have you seen your hat? You look like a Teletubby.
What?
He's got like weird Teletubby ears.
Have you ever seen the Teletubbies?
I think so.
They have. They're like. I would say the defining characteristic of a Teletubby is firstly they're like fat.
Yeah.
And secondly they don't have a whole lot of features. And they have like one maybe
one
discriminating thing on their head. I have like a million on this.
Yeah, but you have two that look like the Teletubby one.
Each of the Teletubbies has a specific head shape. That's they're one color and it's one shape. And the shape isn't that. They're all simple shapes. Like one's like a straw, one's like a circle.
Children.
Yeah, it's like you're the baby one, you're the adult one. I don't know. You're the.
Yeah, but he's got one with the circle, but they're coming off both sides.
Are you just saying that circles exist? Circles do exist. Oh, we got a wave.
Oh, we got another wave.
We're getting lots of waves. It's hard to like wave while holding a microphone near a beer.
Yeah, it's like otherwise it just looks like you're either shaking your beer or your microphone at them, which is sort of rude either way.
Get all the waves.
Yeah.
None of our listeners can see any of the waves.
No. We should be like incrementing the bus counter or something when we get the waves. It's still a thing you can do.
We'd have to change the label to wave counters.
Would you? Or could you just explain it on the microphone like we just did?
All right. I'll do this.
I mean, either way, it sounds like a technical problem that is like can be overcome. Yeah.
Label. Change that to waivers. Hold on.
So, Stephen, did you have a favorite talk at the conference?
How many waivers?
I actually didn't make it in yesterday, and today I had my talk. So I saw Bogan's. Then I was doing my prep for my talk. So the guy before mine, like Bogan's was really good, and so was the one I saw. Like the two talks I've seen, which sure, it's not a great sample size. They're both really, really good. Some guy, did you see? He revealed a fucking guest to host. Zen Escape. I was like, damn, yeah. Like
found
dropping that.
With AFL. Yeah, I just with AFL. Wouldn't imagine.
Dropped it at B-sides. Like, that's a
Well,
like
he didn't
a
drop
nice
it.
Thing.
Like, it was...
He didn't drop it at B-sides. Yeah. He did drop it at B-sides after disclosing it. Yeah. Still. It's still pretty impressive.
So, how many waivers have we had?
I'm going to say there's been four.
Four?
Four. This oh, guy's yeah, that... staring at you and he's not going to wave.
All right. Yeah, I'll count that five because that girl just waved. But yeah, we can update this. How long do you want to go? When did you actually arrive?
You arrived at about 25:02, I would say.
Oh yeah, recorded 5 more minutes for the hour.
Yeah, is that and then your KPIs hit and the show's done.
Oh, he wanted to wave. He wanted to wave. Oh, yeah. he's gonna do it. He's gonna do it. He's gonna do it.
His hands in his pockets.
Yeah. Wave. We'll count that to 6.
Yeah. It's very hard to get, like, you know, young, self-conscious people. Like, this guy was about 17, hands deeply in the pockets. He didn't want to wave. He did. He smiled. He waved. He's just a nice person.
This is amazing. We've now just turned it to the wave factor. The wave factor. Oh, my God. We're on a boat. The wave factor. Get it?
Because we're on a boat. That's great.
I'm just now waving.
I love a good unintentional pun.
Yeah, it was pretty unintentional.
Do it. A panorama.
Yeah, we can do that. That's a good idea. It's probably
some great talks on right now.
1:15. Yeah.
So building your own toolkit for rational inquiry. Oh, I think I was talking to that person. I feel like I was. And then the RFID Project Walrus, which actually, this Project Walrus thing looks pretty sweet. They basically built a...
Oh, yes. Yeah,
they built
she thought we were waving at someone behind her.
But we weren't. They built a Android app that basically talks to like every kind of card scanner. And so if you have like a Prox or whatever else, it'll talk to it and give you like a unified interface for cloning the cards and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I imagine it's a shitty project to work on, but it looks like quite slick. And I like, because, you know, anyone who's worked with this RFID stuff, getting the firmware to work and getting it to just consistently do what it says it does is like super annoying. So I don't know. I have seen the talk before. It's pretty good. It's pretty good kind of like impact. I don't know. What are you going to say?
Yeah, I imagine that would be pretty hard. So, yeah, no, like, with the Proxmox, you know, it's like no one wants to pay the like full price. So you buy the Chinese version, and then you find out it's like the reason it's cheaper is it only has half the amount of storage, and the firmware just doesn't include a whole bunch of things that you need. And then you're like, oh, well, you know, I'll just try and like chop and change the firmware.
Oh, yeah, we got two
myself
there.
To include just the features I need. And it's got like, three. Man, I wish I just paid a little bit more for the one with the right amount of memory.
Double digits, we're up to 10.
Whoa, 10 waves. That's
This has become kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
Wait,
he
waving
like
at the new
wave.
Red lights. You got too early. Too early. It looks weird if you just like stare at someone waving until they wave back. It needs to be spontaneous. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but like the camera's aimed up there.
No. Yeah.
See, look, I got one.
We'll get away.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, yeah. No, she's pointing. Pointing doesn't
count.
Oh, yeah.
You
got a wave.
There was two.
Oh, we got the look-away wave. You know, the wave we're just like, oh, I'm suddenly uncommitting to this and looking away.
I think you got too many beers.
Yeah, I was just drinking slowly. I've been talking too much.
That does happen. We really need a third mic.
We really need a third microphone. Yeah. It's expensive.
I was trying to do this thing where you like went from one mic to the other, but they both go into the same audio feed. So
no, they're panned, one slightly left, one slightly right.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like
that's
almost
cool.
Imperceptible, but your brain is kind of like, oh, Hugh's to the right of me, Stephen's to the left. That doesn't work in this case because we've swapped mics like 20 times.
Yeah.
Like they're getting...
There's a mic snake.
Yeah,
on the ground.
But They are rated. Slightly to the left and right.
Right. So if you were listening through headphones, you might notice it. But
yeah, you probably wouldn't perceptibly notice it, but if you heard someone switching.
Know,
yeah.
I normally have it on the TV.
Yeah.
Ooh, will these go around my fancy hat?
No, that looks...
They
those
probably
headphones.
Will not. You might be able to do it around the back.
Yeah. And well, look at that. There we are. Can you hear?
Hello.
Dun, 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 dun,
I'm
dun,
on
dun,
the right, I think.
Yeah, maybe. We lose track. It's all, I can't even hear it when I'm listening, yeah, but I'm I know it's right. Configured to do that. So.
Yeah, I think I'm on the right because I normally stand on the right with this mic.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're on the right because you. I think you plugged them in the different order in the audio interface today as well.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Which means the gain's slightly wrong probably. So,
yeah. Oh, wow.
It sounds okay. We've got like enough compression and limiting.
We need like label.
So do you guys have like different gain?
Yeah.
For your slightly different
He
voice.
Talks louder than me.
Really? Yeah.
And can you hear him?
Yeah, like microphones are different as well. One's like a really cheap one, well, like $100, and the other one's like a Shure SM58, which is a lot heavier. So a lot less gain on that one. But I think they're on the wrong way today. But then in software, we add compressors to kind of like level it out. So even if it is slightly wrong, or we have a guest on who has different mic technique to us because we set it up for us, normally evens out a bit. There's also like a gate, which is why it sounds like weird cutting in and out. So
in terms of commitment, like talk us through how much have you guys spent on this audio gear?
Yeah.
So good question. I think 250, maybe like $400 because.
So I guess we need some Patreons to.
More if you include that microphone. So I had a microphone at home already, which is the one Hugh's using right now. It's the cheaper one. It's USB or XLR. Because I brought it because I was like, oh, it'd be handy. So I brought that and then we were like.
The amount of money I've spent is zero.
Yeah. We decided not to buy more until Patreons come on. Because like the one other thing we need is a camera, but that's expensive.
I do like the immense amount of respect you guys show to your Patreons. Because I knew that there was, you know, the one.
There is the Patreon. One. And we do guarantee
and
a bus.
And he was here. And I think the last thing that Hugh said to him was like, hey, can you go down and get us some beers?
I do remember that now. Yeah.
I was worried we wouldn't see a bus, but then we did.
Yeah, we do guarantee. We have to keep that in mind. If we ever do, we ever do the plane factor, we have to like make sure it doesn't cost our patrons. There's another beer here if you want it, by the way. You don't have to have it, but last one for the day.
I reckon the plane factor will be able to do it.
Yeah, I think we'd have to talk to them in advance because
while you're taking off, you'll be able to see it. You'll try and talk to the plane people, explain that we're doing a podcast about buses on a plane.
No, it'd be the plane factor. We go up in the cockpit.
Go on.
Actually,
explain
someone,
how you're going to.
Who was it? Someone. Willow was incredibly drunk last night. No, the night before. Someone said to me that they could. They knew like enough about the piloting. They knew like a pilot, or they knew like someone who worked for Air New Zealand. They knew enough people who worked at Air New Zealand that they could probably get us a seat in the cockpit on a turboprop, obviously, not a real plane.
So if you were trying to get permission to, you know, do the podcast from the plane, like, you know, like how let's walk through it. Like, how would you do it? I'll be the plane person.
Okay.
You can pitch your podcast at me.
Okay. Well, give me a second. Okay. So.
No.
You don't know what I'm asking.
No, you can't. Fuck off. Air safety.
Turboprop though. Turboprop. Turboprops are nothing.
No.
You can't even kill a person with a turboprop. I mean, you know, but it's a metaphor.
You really lack imagination.
It's a metaphor.
I could, like, immediately think of at least 15 ways to kill someone with a turboprop.
It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. You couldn't kill that many with a turboprop. Like, you wouldn't bring a building down. Maybe, like, a house.
This shit got dark really quickly. Let's get some people to wave at us.
How would you do it?
I'll
go to this
wave.
Guy who sees... Oh, you mean the waving? Or
I got a wave.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah.
From like one of the construction.
It was a lookaway wave.
Yeah.
No, it was a lady walking along.
Ah,
she
gotcha.
Saw me waving. She smiled, but she didn't look.
Yeah, she does the like awkward. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
No. I would definitely go with the hey. The dude said that you could. Oh, that chick looked, but she's biking. She looked. She knew. She wanted to.
It's hard to wave when you're riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
It's got pedestrians to dodge.
No, I was saying I'll get the dude who said he could organize it for us to organize it, and then I wouldn't have to. That's all I'd do.
I'm really concerned about Hugh's waving form. Like, he just, like, stares intently at someone.
While, like waving vigorously.
I can see his eyes. Like, they can't see it because they got glasses on.
Yeah.
But he just, like, eyeballs them and just waves his arm back and forth.
And it's not like when they get close and notice him. By the time they notice him, he's been doing it for 20 seconds already, staring intently at them.
They've seen it out of the corner of their eye, and they're like, is he waving at me? This isn't waving. This isn't how you wave. This guy is a serial killer.
Do you see that digger is picking up, he's changing his bucket, like, but he just did it without, look, he's doing it. You watching? He's going to shake it off. Call him Taylor Swift because he's about to shake it off. He's trying to use the other buckets to get rid of his current bucket.
He knows what he's doing, man.
Yeah, no, he's been like changing them for like, I don't know, like 3 minutes now. He just keeps swapping them or something. Or maybe he's trying to like lock it in. I don't know. Can we see that on the camera? I think he's trying to move the, like, he's trying to use the buckets as force, but they keep moving. Look, he is. Yeah. What's he up to?
He's just lining them up neatly. He's probably about to go on his lunch break.
Yep. He's about to take it off. Oh.
That's it.
You're right. He was lining up nicely.
He wanted to line them up.
Hey!
And we got away from him.
We got away from him.
That was beautiful. Was
the key here is that, I think it might have been, Hugh didn't wave at him for a minute before he noticed.
See, did you learn something about
waving? Yeah, that's how waving works, buddy.
Human interactions?
Yeah, what? No, yeah, Jesus Christ, he's doing it again.
It's like,
you go
it's
on.
Like, you know, barely. When you're trying to teach a little kid how to pat a dog, and you're like, and like this, and you like stroke the fur, and they walk up and they just like slap the dog, and you're like, no, like this.
With the grain.
I feel like this is trying to teach you how to wave.
Yeah. Like, he understands some of the concepts, just not enough to follow through.
Ah, dear.
People keep looking behind them because they're like, he's waving so vigorously.
The only time
has to be someone he knows
is when he reaches down to the keyboard to increment the waving counter.
Oh, look. Hello. Come on. Are we done yet?
Yeah,
are we going to follow up? Wait. Oh, mate, Loki. Do you want to be on the bus factor for us? He doesn't. He's very against it.
A Bodhi of us.
So should we do a pano?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So we'll need to unleash this. Yeah, right. I think we're good. Right. So thanks very much for tuning in. Oh, yeah. Come to B-Side.
Come to B-Side's
Wellington. It's on. It's sold out.
Just come.
Yeah, I would actually recommend come to B-Sides. It's a good con.
Hey, guys, thank you very much for having me as a guest on your podcast. I really appreciate it. I take back all the terrible things that I've said in private Slack channels.
Oh, rude. It's a good podcast.
I said I'd take them back.
So is it still the second worst podcast?
I think I've only ever listened to 3 InfoSec podcasts, so... Yes.
Oh, harsh. What about when we get the risky.bus domain?
If you get risky.buzz, I promise you I'll at least, re-rate things.
We've got patrons. Someone just asked us when we're getting the 200 grand for the .bus domain. Anyway, we'll cut this and show you that we are actually on a bus.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we will catch you. We're in a boat.
Oh,
yeah,
on a boat, yeah, not on a bus.
You idiot.
Sorry, I actually tweeted at Metlink before saying, your buses still don't accept buses. And I meant to say bikes.
They're like, this and guy Adele is vexatious like, and dumb.
No, they blocked me. They just can't even see it.
Like. Right, we do also need to get off the boat soon, so let's do it. Another hour? Okay.
Oh, yeah. People are unpacking. Okay. But yeah, so we're going to be doing a camera around there. So
yeah, we're going to go around the outside. So if you don't want to be on video camera, then... It's almost all down. Is that what it's called? Bunting? Like,
I think it is, actually.
Like Bunting's warehouse. No. Right. Boom, boom. Yeah. If it's me? Why would it be me or you? Are you a boatman?
No I knife in the bus factor kit.
We've got audio, we've got microphones, we've got audio interfaces, USB hubs, cameras, laptops.
All right, so we're going to...
Jim, do you have a knife? He's got tape, so...
We've got to talk for a few more minutes now.
Oh, yeah, while they take it down. Yeah, it's live streamed, yeah. Well, we can't do 5 because we want to watch Metals talk, so this is, like, the next best thing.
Yeah.
Don't look at it. If we don't look, we can imagine it's hundreds.
There are people in the chat.
People is plural. I don't know if we'd say people.
There were two people.
There we are, people. It is technically people. Two. Why are you bunting so hard, bro? Get it, could bunt. Just pull it with your fingers. Okay, here. You go on the bus factor for a second. You've done it before.
Afternoon, folks.
Hello.
Just cutting in for Stephen here while he takes down some of the extremely superbly applied bunting here on the boat.
Did he just cry out?
Yeah, he's having a hard time, but regular listeners of the Bus Factor, regular Bus Factor listeners will know what Stephen's proclivity
is. Yeah?
Just stick with us here. We'll try and avoid the dead air.
Oh, we love dead air. We were actually to wrap up.
Have you guys ever considered
do like
getting a
panel of the boat, but then you guys wanted to take down the bus?
Have you guys ever considered getting an RAANZ license that lets you broadcast music on the Bus Factor?
We can.
Because you could just throw in some like dulcet old timey tunes.
We already do Venga Bus. That's the only musical content we have.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
The Venga Bus.
You're
not strong.
Quite strong. Like that's it's hurting my fingers. No, but I got it out of the tape. Like, that was easy. Like, I hope we don't need to get rid of that tape. I just... Yeah, I think we're nerds. We don't have fingers that are good for things. My hands really hurt now. Yeah, that's true. Fincham is a crafter. Or a maker if you're a male, a crafter if you're female. I believe that's the rules. Okay, he is a crafter.
So I'm just thinking of the logistics of the pano we're doing.
Yeah.
How far do we want to go?
Just all the way around. Just all the way. We'll have to move the laptop, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
What if we unplug this?
Yeah, we'll unplug the audio interface. Wait.
We can do that on the outro.
On the outro we can, yeah. The intro is actually ducked so that we can, when we talk, it like ducks out and it's all like, hello. And welcome. It like gets louder when we don't talk.
Yeah.
Some audio engineering magic I learned. He got it. Whoa, what a magician. Do you want to get rid of the tape as well? Because it's really just littering.
Yeah, and it's actually going to be in the shot of the Bus Factor.
Yeah, we only want the best, nicest, untaped bars here on the Sweet Georgia. Yeah, this boat's, I don't know. It's like, I expected a bigger boat. Like, I don't know what
this
I expected.
This is a pretty sizable boat.
Is it? It feels like a medium boat to me. Like,
go
small.
Downstairs. Like, how many people can you fit upstairs?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm going on a cruise ship next week, which has 3,000 people. So, like, that's gone. Okay, let's do the spin out. We will catch you next week here on the Bus Factor. We will be back in the office. It'll be me and Hugh. But I am going on holiday soon, so you won't get much more of this. Hope you enjoyed the episode. And we will catch you next time.
All right. See ya. And thank you to Pierlo for
thank you to Pierlo, and thank you to B-Sides for hosting us here.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
Click on... I need to find the mouse. It's really hard to see.
Put it in a corner.